You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, guys, I'm kind of with you. If you told me you could live forever, I'd be like, we're okay
here. I don't think I want to do that.
At what age would you live forever? You just keep getting older, or do you stay a certain age?
Now, if you told me I could be like 40 forever, that'd be different, you know?
What if I told you could be 27 forever?
What age would you want to be forever? Freshman in college.
But do you go back? Do you go back to your life at that time? So, like Stugatz, if you were to say I'm a freshman in college, you'd be a freshman in college, but you'd be like living like in the dorm or wherever it is that you were living. You wouldn't have any, like, you wouldn't have your golf cart, you wouldn't have your golf course, you wouldn't have any of that stuff.
I wouldn't have my kids.
Day, essentially,
you wouldn't have your kids.
Yeah.
Do you live every day like the same day?
Yeah, it's like Groundhog's Day. Yeah. You want a new adventure every day?
Yeah, I want to be the same age but live
well,
my life.
I mean, but you can control what you do for the day, so you don't have to do the same thing every day.
But do the same things happen every day?
Right, I mean, the same exact day every day at the age of 25? Is that
no, because you're controlling what you're doing, I suppose, right? Like, you can say, well, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to be 25 again, but today I want to go like kiteboarding, or I want to jump out of an airplane or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to have the same lunch every day.
I'd like to be 19 again.
19. So, you, I mean, you wouldn't have
so
your
you
wife.
Can't drink, you can't, you have your you can't kids. Legally go buy
I mean, you can't drink.
Six pack.
Wait, so I don't. So weed's not legal still, right?
No.
Oh, you're packing shit.
Are you old enough that the drinking age was 18 when you were in high school, or no?
No.
You're not that old.
21.
Okay. No, really?
Thank you for asking that.
I got to be honest with you. I'm surprised by that. A little
when
bit.
When was that a law?
My dad has to be. My dad has to
oh,
be.
Oh, your
the
dad
age, right?
Definitely.
Dude,
was.
When your dad was 12, he could drink.
When he's on it.
Exactly. And did.
It was like 80. It was like 1982 or something.
October
like that.
Of 1986. The wow. Move to a 21-year-old drinking this minimum happened.
I was 14.
How old were you in 86, Stugatz?
14.
14.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so close.
Mm-hmm. I feel good for the so it says it was passed in 1984, but the start date was October 1986. Must have been great to get in just under the bell on that one. You're yeah. Like if you're 17 in 1984, you're like, all right, doesn't apply to me.
Everyone's like, probably angry and they're like, no, it doesn't affect you. It'll take place. It'll
yeah,
actually go
yeah,
into.
Yeah. There
like,
was oh, a okay. Lot of confusion amongst 16 yeah. To 18 year olds at the time.
But I think there were state laws preventing certain age groups from drinking, and there were blue states and there were blue laws in certain towns. Like my hometown was completely dry until 1992, I think. Mm. It was much more patchwork.
Really?
You had yeah.
You grew up in a dry town?
I mean, I was born after they allowed alcohol there, but there still aren't drink? Any bars there.
Dancing allowed? What else could
did you
do?
Grow up
I
in a know, town right? Where Footloose was filmed? I mean,
yeah.
So my hometown is where Billy Graham founded this like evangelical college, And so they had very strict, like, evangelical Christian laws in that town. And my parents didn't move there until after things had kind of changed, but, and I wasn't born yet, but yeah, lots of rules like that.
I was surprised to find out that you can't buy beer at like a CVS in Massachusetts. Yeah.
Pennsylvania is the same way. You have to go to like a special, South Carolina is the same way.
Like a liquor store.
Massachusetts has weird alcohol. Like all the bars close at 1 o'clock. It's
yes. You know. South Carolina. Stu, you know that that's when I get started. 1 o'clock.
Of course. Right.
That's like crazy.
We'd go to the bars till 1 and then keg parties afterwards.
Come on.
And the liquor store closes at 7 on weeknights.
And they don't sell on Sunday mornings.
It's closed on the weekends. In Indiana, you can't buy alcohol on Sundays still.
Yeah.
Like when I went to Notre Dame, I think they actually changed it like a year ago, but I went to Notre Dame, you had to drive to
Michigan. So you can go to a Colts game and you can't drink beer?
No, you can be served it at a bar or like a restaurant, but you can't go to a store.
You can't be a human and buy it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Notre Dame is in Indiana?
Is this a big Suey revelation? Wait, what state did you think it was in?
I love that his voice just came out of nowhere there. What
I thought
state?
It was like Ann Arbor or some shit, but like not Michigan somehow.
Yeah.
Ann Arbor's gross.
Ann Arbor, but not Michigan.
I would have guessed Illinois had I not known where Notre Dame actually is.
Why?
I don't know. Chicago people appear to be obsessed with Notre Dame. They play there every year.
90 miles away, yeah. It's like the closest big city. That's where a lot of like Notre Dame grads move when they graduate.
Today years old when I figured out Notre Dame is in Indiana. Put it on the t-shirt.
Learn something every day, Juju. It's my New Year's resolution, actually.
Oh, so you do resolutions. Now you do them. Okay.
Your resolution is to learn something new every day?
Yes.
Yeah.
What have you learned so far?
I learned today that Juju didn't know where Notre Dame was.
That's a
hey, man.
That doesn't learning count, something.
What did you learn?
I took your philosophy, Witty. My New Year's resolution is to block every single person that says an ounce of negativity about me online.
That
you are blocked, sir.
That a boy. I've been doing that for years. Yeah.
There would be no one left for me to follow then.
Why do you have to block them, Juju? Just ignore them. Just ignore them, Juju.
This is what the mute is for.
The thing is, I'm still a part-time gangster, so sometimes when people say shit to me, I be wanting to do something.
Right.
So I got to block you out.
So you'd rather not see it. You'd rather not see it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
At that moment, are you clocked out?
Part time. Like, how many hours a week? How many hours a week are we working?
Shit. Probably like a good 100.
Wow. Wait, Juju.
That's beyond
that's part time gangster.
Wait, I love this.
Hours?
Juju is doing this for the safety of his followers. Is that why you're blocking them?
Correct.
Hell yeah. Because I promise, this is some people who, like, fans of the show who I got cool with because I had a heart-to-heart with them in their DM. You know what I mean? I just tell them, send me your address so we can talk about it. And that's not smart now that I work for Metal Art Media. Salute to John Skipper.
Something cool.
Good salute. Smart. How do you play?
Yep.
I still want to know what three things Woody has learned so far this year.
Okay, so today, or whenever this aired, I learned that the oldest podcaster in the world was a Jewish American actress.
Let's air this in like 12 months, old. Billy. Give us the three things that you've learned.
Well, it'd have to be one a day because you can't cheat and do three things in a day. So I'd have to go back and think, what did I learn on January the 1st?
Well, if you don't know, you didn't learn it.
Actually, you know what? I did learn something. How about this? New Year's Day, I was doing some work just because I was alone. I decided to be a little bit more COVID safe. Because there was a positive in my family, and so I was like, you know what, I'm going to get ahead on the year. So I decided I was going to start reading, and I also was going to get ahead on work for next year's MLS season. And so I learned on Saturday that there's a player who was signed by New York City who was born in the year 2007, and they're professional athletes now that were born in the year 2007, and this is incredibly. That was an aggressive yawn, Billy. That it didn't need to be that. You're the one who asked me for the three facts that I learned.
Yeah.
It's only like day one.
It's your fault, Bill.
It's wild because I feel dumber now after listening to it.
Wasn't it? Whoa.
Oh, holy.
What is happening?
That's a joke.
Professional athletes in 2007 does nothing for you? It's 2007. Yeah. Like Anchorman.
Give me another thing.
That's not really like a thing that you learn, though. Like the thing that I learned today was when the federal law about the drinking age became.
What do you mean it's
thing?
Not something you learned? I learned of
you kind
it.
Of stumbled upon it, is what I think.
Yeah. Well, like you learned of it. You didn't like learn. It's not like I wouldn't classify that as like something that you learned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just information that you know now. It's a very distinct line, but it's there.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like nonsense to me.
Mm.
And most things that you say sound like nonsense to me, and that's just how we agree to disagree, Witty.
Ouch.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Mm.
So what other? What'd you learn yesterday?
On an NFL Sunday.
Tua?
What did I learn? Tua.
Learn Tua's not it.
Learn Tua's there not you go. Good. All right. I'm going to start writing
that's
these
down. That's a good
down.
One, actually.
I'm going to start writing these down. I'll keep you abreast.
You should keep a log of what you've learned every
day. Every day.
You know this can be Friday's mystery
year.
Crate.
For the whole
we'll
year.
Do the first 7 days of the new year. What Woody learned?
I like are you coming across things that you've learned naturally, or if it's like if it's tonight and you feel like you haven't learned anything, you're seeking out knowledge at like 8 p.m.
I feel like it'd be pretty hard to go a full day without learning something.
I think this episode should be...
No, it's not that hard.
I think this episode should be... This episode should be next December, and it should be Woody by himself just going through every day.
Oh, my God.
365 things he learned.
That's what I said. March 17th.
Mm.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it'd be something about the history of St. Patrick's Day.
Ah, boring. I want to see how many Irish car bombs you can do.
How many?
That would be fun to learn.
I love a good Irish car bomb.
Actually, I would say 0.5.
I don't know the contents of an Irish car bomb.
You don't know the contents
what?
Of an Irish car bomb?
Well, guys, come on.
I've had one before.
They're not as bad. They're not as bad as they sound. Like,
yeah,
They're palatable.
I agree.
Yeah.
I thought it was quite good. I had one at Flannery's.
It's like chocolate
it was delicious.
Milk.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's Bailey's Irish cream. It's Jameson.
Irish. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a Guinness stout. Drop it in.
Irish like breakfast also.
Coagulates.
Good shot.
Smack it down.
Coagulates.
What does it do, Tony, when you drop it in? Okay.
Kind of like a sake bomb.
True. Mm. See you
Lewis,
soon.
I card with Irish car bombs.
My guy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.